This is a special reality. A Gilmore Girls fandom featuring My Chemical Romance's True Lives of the Fabulous Killjoys crossover fic, written by Tyleen and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG and was recorded for Rena Jenkins' Podfic bingo card, specifically the squares Child Character, Spice Fix Together, Wild Card, Less Than 10 Minutes, Character Voices, and Read Quietly. This podfic was originally two separate stories in the A Special Reality verse, and has been spliced together to make one whole story. If I've done my job right, you won't be able to tell where one ends and the next begins. Happy listening!
I can make you a milkshake, Luke says. You want a milkshake?
He looks a little desperate. Hallie smiles at him. I like milk. He smiles back.
You don't like milkshakes?
She shrugs, and he looks confused, but he goes to get her a glass. Hallie leans her elbows on the counter between them and looks around.
It's weird here. It looks just like places she knows, but clean. And there are a few people at the tables by the windows. Windows with glass, clean and whole, too. They look quiet, like they have all the time in the world.
She turns around on the chair, slowly, a full circle. It goes easy, doesn't squeak at all. Comes back to look at him over the counter. There's a can on the counter, just where her hands were before, and it's red and white, and Hallie knows what it means. She doesn't stand. Her legs can't reach the ground from this seat anyway. If she jumps down, it'll just take her closer. She clenches her fists behind the counter where he can't see them and thinks, nothing, nothing. Don't show him. And Dad says her eyes show everything, but she thinks about Mikey, tries to be like him, and hopes it isn't true. Maybe it works. Luke just keeps smiling, like he doesn't know what that is on the counter between them.
How about a Coke, then?
He says, and points at the can.
Kids like Coke, right?
Hallie shakes her head, mutely. Tries to keep her shoulders from drawing back. Just wait. Just wait. When he turns back again, she can spin towards the door and make a break for it. Foot against the counter, hand on the seat. She knows where her balance is, just like Frankie always shows her. She's ready. She really misses her gun. She misses her gun, and she misses her daddy. Even the keys would help a little. Even though she has no idea where the car is and nobody lets her drive for real anyway. Luke is maybe not buying it. He looks worried, looking down at the can, back at her.
You okay, kid?
Hallie is okay. She knows how to take care of herself. She just wishes she knew where she is and how she got here. And how to get back, and where the people she could take care of herself with are. She knows what a Coke is. Gerard taught her about BLI. He showed her the signs on the walls of empty diners, and the outsides of broken gas stations. All the things that came before. All the things that ended them up like they are. There was a man in a yellow suit in one of them. A clown, Frankie said.
Fucking terrifying,
is what he actually said, and he shuddered like it was something more than a little man with red hair and makeup on an old, faded poster. It was kind of funny, really. It said, "You deserve a break today." And Gerard traced his finger along the yellow M and told her about how the world broke itself up and never saw it. Nobody who meant good things for her would have that can.
She wonders if Kors is just outside, waiting for the Killjoys to come after her. Maybe he has no idea. They don't know how.
Hey, Luke says. It's fine. You don't have to drink it. I'm just gonna put it away right there, okay?
And Helly nods harder than she means to. Yes, yes. But he doesn't take his eyes off her. Just reaches back to put it somewhere she can't see. Slow and careful, like she wouldn't run if he did it easy enough. Helly starts.
Is that her?
Someone says. Helly closes her hand around the edge of the seat even harder. She has to turn and look, but she doesn't dare to take her eyes off him.
Lorelai, this is ridiculous. The child is filthy. Did it not occur to either of you to let her take a shower?
No, Mom,
Lorelai says. She still sounds nice, like before. But now she also sounds like when Frank is making fun of G and Dad, and like she's a little angry.
We didn't think about things like showers. Didn't you know all hippies believe dirt is the best vaccination?
Luke squinches his face like he's in pain for a second. He takes a deep breath.
Hi, Emily. I didn't know you were stopping by.
Neither did I, the voice says. I was under the impression that I was picking up my daughter and going straight to meet Rory. But since apparently the new attraction in Stars Hollow is children wandering around with no adult supervision, I suppose we have to make do.
Someone touches her shoulder.
Helly jumps. She doesn't mean to, it just happens. Her knee knocks against the counter and Luke starts saying something, surprised.
And a few steps away, a woman with an unhappy face starts saying something too. And Helly almost falls and her knee hurts and she doesn't know where she is and she's so afraid. There's nowhere to run here. And they know Luke and they might know Kors too. And she shouldn't at all, but she throws her arms around Lorelai and hides her face against her arm and lets it all out.
Oof!
Lorelai says. She sounds surprised too. She doesn't sound like somebody who'd help anybody like Kors. She doesn't hug like somebody like that either.
Now what I'd like to know,
the other lady starts saying, though Helly can barely hear over how loud she's crying. But then there's a loud noise, a lot louder than both of them. And when she raises her head, the wall sort of waves just like it did before. And then Helly's dad is standing there, his hair like it is when he's scared and angry. And she yells and slips to the floor and runs to him before anyone can say anything more. The wall starts waving again, even before she gets there. And by the time his arms close around her, nobody hugs like her dad. Nobody, not even Gerard. Everything's already starting to fade, just like before. All the colors somehow grayer and brighter all at the same time. And she didn't know how scared the light made her until it's right again, strong and yellow on the sand. Behind her, she can just hear someone say,
"What?"
and another voice say louder,
"Really, Lorelai, these things could only happen to you."
The end.